This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Hey, why buy an old home with all the to-dos when you can buy new? This June, McBride Homes is having a dream kitchen and bathroom sales event. Buy a new McBride home and receive $2,000 up to $10,000 to spend towards all those amenities. McBride Homes has over 40 communities across the Metro St. Louis area. They have something for every lifestyle. They have that new Arbors area right across the street from Plaza Frontenac. Those condos look spectacular. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
All right, before we wrap up this award-winning 11 o'clock hour, let's do five for Frank.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
I think I'm going to text Hoffman and say, you know, with Plowsy running the show, we had Bill DeWitt, the Cardinal president, on. We had Chris Blair, who runs the Worldwide Technology Racetrack. We had Todd Perry, Pujols thoughts. It's been an award-winning show here. All right, Frank, number one, the Pujols ovation. Give me a time. This is all everybody's kind of focused on right now.
Okay, I'll go 90 seconds. That's a long time.
Yeah, you don't realize, and I said an anthem is a little over 2 minutes. Think about that length. That's a long time, but I think it's in the two-minute range. Now, Chuck's our resident gambler. We'll get the over-under from him. The Reds have won five in a row. Are you nervous?
You know what? Their pitching has been surprisingly good. Because when you think about Cincinnati Reds pitching over the last, you know, maybe 10 years, it's been brutal, led by the great Homer Bailey, who's no longer with us. He's no longer there.
Won five in a row. The Brewers are slumping. You know, maybe this division will just kind of beat each other up. Maybe 88 wins will get it done, Frank.
I think
probably
it is,
not. But
it's crazy that you have this kind of season, this mediocre of a season, and yet you're three games out. Three games out.
I mean, the Cubs season, part of it is you lost six to them at Wrigley. So when I just think of the Cubs this year, don't you think of them as being pretty dominant? Because you've seen that for the most part when you go to Chicago. And they're three games in front. And the Brewers, who were great for a minute, are backsliding a little bit. But look out for those Reds. They've won five in a row. All right, Frank, how would you react if there's a group text? It's two of your best friends. You're a part of it. And there's a text between the two of them yesterday around lunchtime that said, running behind, be there in about 15 minutes. And the other guy says, okay. And I'm just kind of staring at my phone. There was no plan that I was aware of.
Kind of hurt.
Should I chime in?
I'm available too. Hello?
I let it go because I was waiting to see if they noticed that they're a little cheating behind my back. I never did acknowledge.
Okay. But they probably figured it out. Or no, you should have done it about 2 o'clock. Hope you guys enjoyed your lunch.
I'm going to say, where are we going today?
Yeah.
It was a little awkward, a little hurtful. All right, what does this mean to you? Daniel Descalzo has more All-Star votes than any Cardinal player.
What?
Isn't that unbelievable? Derek Gould broke down all the numbers on the All-Star voting and was saying, basically, it's pretty disturbing that you just have either no star power, no passion from the fans to load your players in there, like the Royals fans did a few years ago. But he also made an interesting point and said Cardinal fans are known for their baseball acumen, and maybe they know better than to vote for a Cardinal player. It's an interesting thought.
Yeah. Of course, Daniel Descalzo is hitting 189 the last time I looked.
So it just shows that the Cub fans are stuffing the ballot box. So where is...
So we have integrity.
Well, we either have integrity or are we lacking passion for our team? Because in the old days, you just put all your players in there. I know, but it's a little disconcerting. All right, number five. Five for Frank, brought to you by our friends at Greenville University. Check them out at greenville.edu. Would you ever buy a watch for $120,000. Zion Williamson, last night, the top pick at the draft, NBA draft, Darren Ravel said, is wearing a watch valued at $120,000.
Wow. Not only would I not, even if I had that money, I wouldn't buy a watch for $120. I am not a watch guy. Lose everything, so I decided. Monique gave me a really nice watch when we got married. I lost it in 1996 Olympics and haven't worn one since. I'm not worthy of wearing a watch.
Kim has purchased me a really nice watch 4 or 5 years ago. I wear it on occasion, but most of the time, I'm not sure where it is. It's either in my car, in my backpack. I can't find it. And it doesn't. I let it lapse, so it's not even keeping time.
Yeah. And then Monique said, every time when I came back, she said, well, how come you're not wearing your watch? And I said, oh, I just want to wear it on special occasions. And then so our anniversary came. She goes, well, how come you're not wearing your watch today? I said, well, I had to
come today clean. A special occasion? Don't you have carpal tunnel? How much would you pay for a tie? Because I always feel like if the tie is like $300, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to spill lunch on that.
No, you can't do that.
Maybe 80-ish, maybe for a tie.
That's pretty high, too. Yeah.
Backup camera. I'm just saying you have a limit because at some point you're going to scratch that watch and it's going to make you crazy or you're going to spill on that tie.
Why does anybody need a watch? You don't wear a watch, Plowsy.
No, but I can imagine Martin has an $80 tie clip.
Oh, no,
yeah, for sure.
I've got ties, honestly, that are probably from like the late 90s. The back of the closet, I'm like, oh, that still looks good, doesn't it? And Kim said, where did you get that?
When I was in college.
She doesn't mean Nordstrom. I'm like, no, back of my closet.
Well, that's the famous Jack Buck line when he met Costas. Hey, how old are you, kid? 22. I got ties older than you.
I wore ties more than ever when I was in college because you would do stand-ups you do on newscasts every day.
Oh, can we get copies of these?
I do have one. I will show you one. It is absolutely amazing. I did it on the swim team because it was a random draw, and I, of course, got the worst possible sport to cover. But I would keep my ties tied because I was so afraid that once that's untied,
you wouldn't know how to
do it. Wouldn't look as good as what it does now, so I would just have a hanger just full of pre-tied ties that I would just... So.
Did you have a catchphrase?
I did not.
I'm Darren, and that's the scoop.
You will have anything? Love my Western Illinois swimming video. It's 4 minutes of just pure just misery.
Did we know you were a Macomb guy? I didn't know that. Did you hang out at the Purple Pride?
I did the whole thing. I worked, 35 hours a week.
The Red Ox?
I worked at Chicks on the Square.
Remember that square? Legendary. Jimmy Holder and Howard Balzer holding court doing karaoke. We'll do a Darren Unplugged another day.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Art Chuck's in next. Fresh takes, Frank, on this big Friday. It's going to be hard to top the 11 o'clock hour, so we probably won't even try.
Good stuff. All right. We'll take a break. And the coveted hour coming up next.